This is Misha Riedel for the Archives of American Art Smithsonian Institution, interviewing Jinj Lucky at the artist's home and studio in San Francisco, California, on December 11th, 2007. This is disc number one. And we have decided to begin with what's happening right now, which is your current current big solo exhibition at Bronstein Key Gallery here in the city.
And for me and for my work, this is what I would call a large exhibition. Mm-hmm. I think, actually, I haven't counted up, but I think there are some 22, 23 pieces in the exhibition, several of them being what I would again call major works, and a number of medium-sized, large works. So it's a big window on my studio practice.
And there are large wall pieces, there are language pieces, there are baskets, so it's a variety of,
yes.
It's an inclusive exhibition of the type of work you've been working on for quite
yes.
a while as well.
It really yeah. is a good portrait of who I am and where I am now. The other thing that has been interesting about this exhibition is that I feel as if I found out a lot about myself, both preparing for it and in conversations with people now around it. There is in this exhibition, I would say, every time I make a statement that's really a solid statement, here's what I think, I always find some contradiction to it, which made me so happy about being in India, because every time I thought I understood something, I would find several contradictions. And every time I talked about being in India for a year after coming home, I would find all kinds of exceptions to every statement I made, and it was kind of fun and interesting. So I want to be a little careful, but I would say this exhibit embodies a lot of both my current thinking and my past work. I've also been able to see more clearly than often in my studio life that there are, and I love all the textile language in our lexicon, there are threads, there are themes that connect to my past, to my education, to how I grew up, to what happened to me along the way. In this exhibition, I've kind of seen that very, very clearly, and had some very interesting kind of epiphanies about who I am and how I got here and why I do what I do.
Tell me what. Let's start. What are they?
One, we can kind of flip back. Here we're talking about the end of 2007,
mm-hmm.
and I was sort of joking about, well, let's talk about 2008.
Right.
I'd say that's very characteristic of me.
Yeah.
Looking forward.
Yes.
But this experience, I think also because it's in the framework of a war,
mm-hmm.
just catapulted me back to my early childhood. The
you were born in Hungary, 1944?
Yes, yeah. 1944 in Budapest. And it was still wartime. It was a terrible time. And for the next few years, it was a terrible time.
Yes.
Essentially, when I was 4 years old, my parents decided that they couldn't stay in Hungary any longer. And so first my father left, and then my mother left. That entire story is a fascinating one that's been covered in my Bancroft oral history. I think pretty carefully.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, one of those dramatic
yes.
stories of escape. My dad kidnapped and imprisoned by the communists as they were solidifying their control over the Iron Curtain Eastern countries. He had been working for the Americans. They drove him out of the country in the trunk of a car.
Right.
With only his formal attire, his tails, because he thought he was going to be going directly to the White House and debriefing people. He had gone to school in the United States. He'd gone to college here.
Right.
He spoke English very well. So, of course, the Americans hired him. As we are doing with Iraqis now,
mm-hmm.
those who are